Our scripture reading today will be from Isaiah chapter 64. So let us attune our ears and our hearts to the reading of the prophet Isaiah. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who works for those who wait for him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Well, today we begin our Advent pilgrimage. And I use the word pilgrimage intentionally because we are not rushing headlong into full-blown Christmas celebration. Instead, what we're doing is we're hitting the slow-mo button. You know, on your iPhone, when you pull up the video, it has a slow-mo video capture button. That's what I'm hitting today. I want to hit that slow-mo button so that we journey more intentionally and more reflectively during Advent. What we're doing is we're joining in with the prophets who long ago ached and longed and waited for God to show up. We're going to be reading Scripture together and reflect upon why Jesus came on that first Christmas. We will take our time as we journey to Bethlehem so that we can appreciate every detail of it, so that we don't miss anything. Y'all, this is why we do Advent. There are three parts to our pilgrimage this year. The first, there is a daily reader that we've been invited to join in. The protagonist, a little book of readings that start today, actually, and run through Epiphany on January the 6th. I encourage you to pick up a copy if you need one. I have some up here with me this morning. I'll be happy to give you a copy after the service. Those of you that are going to Sunday school classes, there you might find one as well. Our staff and many of our church members are going to be recording videos that we're going to post on Facebook throughout Advent, sharing their reflections on these daily readings. The second piece to our pilgrimage involves studying Scripture together in small groups and Sunday school classes. We have six of our Sunday school classes that are participating in a church-wide study. They will meet at 10 a.m. immediately following the worship service here across our campus. I hope that you will join one of these groups. Each of them will take a look at the birth of Christ from the perspective of one of the four Gospels. So today they will start with Matthew. The third piece to our pilgrimage involves these messages that I and Jacob will share with you through this Advent season. These messages are all based on the prophet Isaiah, various passages. They'll also be based on themes that you will encounter in the daily reading. So we'll bring it all together. Like the disciples and the prophets long ago, we too are longing for the arrival of Jesus. We are waiting for Jesus to step into our story. In the Daily Reader this morning, I was reading what Matt wrote, and here are some of the words that you will encounter there of Matt. He says, "Bound by our sin and locked in our fallen world with no way to break ourselves out, reconciliation with God was an impossible dream. We could never get to Him. Our only hope is that He comes to us. And in the fullness of time, the plot of human history takes a scandalous turn that we dared not even imagine. The Creator steps into the story and takes on the lead role. The author becomes the protagonist." He's talking about Jesus. This is the world that Jesus comes into. A world that is waiting and longing for God to show up and do something amazing. So with that in mind, let's turn to the passage in Isaiah 64. Let me point out a few things that I see as I read this passage. The long ago prophet's message causes us to consider this. For many of us, before there are Christmas celebrations and joyful jubilee, there is often lament. Listen to how Isaiah begins the text. "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." You know, that word, that phrase, "rend the heavens," is interesting, isn't it? What is Isaiah talking about? Well, to rend the heavens refers to an ancient practice of the Jewish people of rending garments. To rend a garment in Jewish culture was a sign of deep despair and an act of mourning. It was an outward and physical representation of what a person was feeling on the inside at the soul level. A person would tear their clothing or shred their garments as a way to say to the world, "I am hurting. Grief has touched my life. I am torn up on the inside." In Isaiah's lament, he seems to be praying that God would mourn with us. To rend the heavens like a garment. God, rend your garments with us. God, enter into our suffering and our pain. God, look at the state of our world and notice all of this mess going on. Join us, Lord, in our pain. This is what Isaiah is praying. September the 16th of last year, my first cousin, whose name is June and lives in Houston, Mississippi, on September the 16th, her 29-year-old daughter was killed tragically in an automobile accident. Her name was Madison. Madison left behind a young son whose name is Elliot. Elliot will grow up without his mother in his life. June gave us an inside look this past week into what it looks like for a mother to process through her grief during the holidays. June wrote on her Facebook page these words, and I want to share them with you. "I think I've done fairly well the past few weeks leading up to a major family holiday. A day when even though I'd get dressed, I enjoyed feeding my loved ones. Then last night, it hit me like a ton of lead. What is Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas? A happy birthday or anniversary? When one of the people I love most is no longer at the table. My heart is absolutely broken and shattered. I don't want to do the holidays, and yet I have to somehow keep it together enough for this baby that we are raising. This child who misses his mama. This babe who has grandparents that have little patience and broken hearts to boot. Lord, please get me through this. I know I'll make it, but right now at this moment, I feel like I'm drowning in sorrow. As a social worker, I constantly tell myself to push for the surface, fight the darkness. God, it's so difficult. And yet I know I'll push through because I have to. When I read those words, I couldn't help but think to myself that this is a rend the heavens type of experience. I grieve with my cousin. My heart breaks for her. I sense her pain. Yet I messaged her on Facebook and I told her that I was grateful, though, because she helps me to understand that coming through the holidays brings many reminders of just how painful life can be. We all could name something this morning that is broken in our world, and we could lift that up in prayer to God. That's why I wanted you to wait a minute to write your prayer requests. Because I want to invite you to think about someone in your family, in your life, that the holidays is difficult for them to go through. Maybe especially this year. I want you to write their name down or write down a situation that causes you to grieve about our world today that we live in. So get those out if you want. And as you listen further this morning, write down those prayer requests. Leave that card on your seat when you leave, and we will get it after the service. Who is someone you know, like June, that may be experiencing grief and sadness this holiday season? I want you to remember them in prayer. I want you to hug them. I want you to send them a note of encouragement. I want you to check in on them. Would you do that for me as we begin this holiday season? Isaiah says, "Rend the heavens and come down, Lord." Isaiah gets more than he asks for. Don't just grieve over what is wrong, Lord, but we want you to come down and make it right. We want you to fix what is wrong in our world. Don't just share our pain, Lord, but heal it. You see, that's what Isaiah is really getting at. Come down that the heavens might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and fire causes water to boil, he says. What is Isaiah doing in these verses? He is calling or recalling an experience from the past. What do you think he's referring to in talking about quaking mountains and blazing fire? Does that remind you of any stories? What about the Exodus story that we just preached on the last few months? God descending upon Mount Sinai and engulfing it with flames of fire. What about the story of Elijah calling down fire from heaven on the altar and revealing his holy presence to everyone, including the prophets of Baal? You know, these verses call to mind the amazing presence of God showing up in the everyday world around us. Have you ever read parts of the Bible and found yourself praying, God, I would love for you to come like that. Lord, I long for you to show up like you did back then. We want to see you move in a powerful and undeniable way. We want to witness, God, something that takes our breath away and causes us to be in awe of your glory. Have you ever found yourself thinking that and reading some of these places in the Bible? You know, if I'm really honest and I think about it, I have seen God show up in some powerful ways, especially when I've been on the mission field, when I've traveled into places sharing the gospel and praying for people, especially for the sick. I remember a mission trip I made during the Christmas season back when I was a sophomore in college. We were invited by a missionary to come to the home of a lady that lived in this small little village in Mexico. The family had summoned us to come and pray for their grandmother and mother who had been bedridden for a very long time. We gathered around her bedside and we offered up spirited prayers with our Mexican brothers and sisters. And we saw God do a miracle in that woman's life. She got up out of that bed completely healed. I cannot explain it, but I still am in awe of what God did that day, and I'll never forget. We got a picture with this woman before we left her house. I have it. And she's there gathered with us and all of her family, smiling, completely healed. Y'all, I've seen God do some amazing things, and I want God to keep showing up and doing stuff like that now. And I think that's what Isaiah is praying here. He's saying, God, we need an epiphany. We need a theophany. We need a divine appearance. We want you to break in so that your presence can be felt and known. You know, we know that God works behind the scenes a lot of times, directing the play of human history. We believe that. But what we really need is for God to step onto center stage and take the lead role. We need the author to step into the story and become the main character, the protagonist. Let me ask you, how desperate are you for God's presence right now? Are you longing for God to show up in some way in your life right now? We don't know how, but what we need is for God to move, because we know that we are desperate without Him. Isaiah 64 verses 3 and 4 said, when you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down and the mountains quaked at your presence. From old, no one has heard or perceived by ear, and no eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for Him. You know what is so wonderful about Isaiah's prayer here? Is that God actually answered his prayer. God did come down and do something about Isaiah's world that was torn apart with human grief and despair. You know what God does? God answers this prayer through the scandalous mystery of the incarnation. But it was not in a way that they expected. We want trembling mountains and blazing fire, but instead God moves more in line with verse 3. You did awesome things that we didn't expect. You see, the God of heaven takes on our humanity and becomes one of us. He steps into the or out of the realms of glory and into the mess of our world. And when He does it, He gives us insight into the heart of God. Jesus helps us to know what the intentions of God looks like. He will deliver us from our pain and suffering. He will make right the things that are wrong in our world. That's justice. And His message is one of great news, of great joy. This is how God shows up. Unexpectedly. Mysteriously. Beyond our imaginations. My hope is that God will do it again. Wherever mess is present in your life right now, I pray that God will sort it out for you. It may be grief. It may be mistakes. I don't know what your mess looks like. I know what mine looks like. I'm praying, God, show up in it. Fix it, Lord. Rend the heavens and come down. I'm desperate without You. I pray that God comes to you this holiday season and does something new and unexpected in your life. Remember, He acts for those who wait for Him. Wait for Him, church. Wait for Him, dear friend. Let's pray. Lord, step into the story of our lives here and now. Make us more aware of Your presence. Come and sort out the things that are wrong in our world. Come powerfully, Lord. We know that when You come, it might catch us by surprise. Don't let us miss it. Give us eyes to see it when it happens. We wait for You, Lord. Amen.